Of course, after he was taken over and put in St. Mary's, he didn't see very much of them. His father and mother split up, and his sister Mamie went with her mother, and Daddy stayed with his father, who, of course, had no control over him whatsoever. And he didn't have time to try to take care of him. He was trying to run a bar and make a living. So, he took him, I guess he went over to St. Mary's and talked to him and said, I got a kid that I can't handle. And they said, okay, bring him over. And that's where he was. That's where he went. But Daddy, amazingly enough, was not anyone to carry a grudge. Even though his father put him in a place that he didn't really like. And it was hard. It was really hard. And they had just about enough to eat to keep them going. But Daddy said, never once did he ever feel full, which, of course, I always figured was one of the reasons that he, after he started making some money and could buy any kind of food and everything that he wanted, he ate and ate and ate because it was it tasted so good and he had never had it. So... anyway, that was, but he did bought his father a saloon. And then he went over and helped his father out a little bit every once in a while. I know you've seen the picture of them together and how much he looks like his father. And, of course, it was very sad the way that he died. One, a couple of the patrons in the bar were having a fight and... I guess that his father tried to get them out of the place so they wouldn't break up anything, and they did, and they kept right on fighting, and he tried to separate them. Well, I guess that must have made them mad because either one or both of them punched him. He fell down, hit his head on the sidewalk, and died, just like that.